today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio on a special occasion. Today is the demise anniversary of Lady Zainab, peace be upon her. So please accept our condolences on this sad occasion.
How can we forget Zainab? Zainab, how can we forget? Like her pain no one's got, and no one will ever get.
Today, Saturday, is the 15th of the month of Rajab, 1445, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Bahman, 1402, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of January, 2024, of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
We should learn from Zainab.
Lady Zainab is the messenger of Karbala. Lady Zainab's advocacy for her family and their cause did not end with their tragic loss on the battlefield of Karbala. Instead, during her captivity and forced march from Karbala to Kufa and then to Damascus, Lady Zainab truly came into her own as a powerful advocate for the rights and dignity of her family. Despite the crushing grief of her loss, Zainab's unwavering spirit shone through as she used her voice to raise awareness against her family and to call for justice on their behalf. Her powerful speeches delivered in front of the court of Yazid served as a searing indictment of the regime's cruelty and a rally cry for the oppressed. Through her words, Zainab gave voice to the grief and anger of her people, inspiring a new generation of supporters for the cause of Ahlul Bayt and cementing her place in history as one of the most powerful and influential advocates for social justice. Her advocacy continued even after her release as she returned to her home in Medina and worked to preserve the memory of her family and their sacrifices. She became a source of guidance and inspiration for the early generations of Muslims. Her legacy continues to be a source of inspiration and strength for those seeking justice and freedom even today. We offer our condolences on the demise anniversary of Lady Zainab, peace be upon her.
There are two very important dimensions in the life of Lady Zainab that are truly outstanding. And she is an inspiration to us in these two dimensions. The first one is a beautiful description that we find from one of the observers in Kufa who witnessed giving her that speech. After Karbala, they took the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to Kufa. she stood with so much courage and she gave a speech. A man by the name of Hithyam al-Asadi, he narrates the following. In speaking about Lady Zainab alayhi salam, he states, لَمْ أَرَ وَاللَّهِ خَفِرَةً قَطْ. Never in my life, by Allah, have I seen a lady who has more decency and shyness. خَفِرَة in Arabic means haya, excessive haya, decency, shyness. لَمْ أَرَ وَاللَّهِ خَفِرَةً قَطْ وَأَنْطَقَ مِنْهَا كَأَنَّهَا تَنْطِقُ وَتُفْرِغُ عَلَى لِسَانِ عَلِيٍّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. But at the same time, never have I seen someone so eloquent, so confident like her. It's as if Ali ibn Abi Talib was standing there and giving a speech. How did Lady Zainab alayhi salam combine between these two qualities? On the one hand, decency, haya, and shyness. On the other hand, confidence, courage, and eloquence. Lady Zainab teaches us that it is possible to combine between these two. On the one hand, be firm. Be confident with who you are. Be confident with your identity. At school, at work, be confident of who you are. Be confident of your religion. When others ask you about your faith and you say, I am a Muslim, say that with confidence, with pride and honor. And this is what we see from Lady Zainab alayhi salam. Such that she reminded people of the Lion of Allah, Amir al-Mu'mineen. But at the same time, she was very modest. She had that haya, decency and shyness to her. And that's a beautiful example for our generations today, especially for our sisters. There is a misconception today, my dear brothers and sisters, that if a sister wears the hijab in our society, she cannot really be successful. She cannot be active in society. She cannot reach important positions. That is not the case. If you hold on to your values and you're strong and you have courage, you can achieve success.
When the hot sun set on Ashura, bodies lay scattered in Karbala. Did they have no shame? Ahlul Bayt were slain. Zainab lamented to Fatima.
Oh dearest mother, ya Fatima, look what has happened in Karbala. Come back and save us, they have betrayed us. Zainab lamented to Fatima.
We entitled this part as I saw nothing but beauty. Yes, that was the famous quote from Lady Zainab, peace be upon her. To fully comprehend the message of Karbala, one has to fathom two thoughts. One is the rising of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and the other is the rising of Lady Zainab, alayha salam. Lady Zainab was an outstanding figure in the history of Karbala, endowed with divine steadfastness. After the martyrdom of her brother and her two sons in the Battle of Karbala, Lady Zainab stood tall and said, O my Lord, accept our humble sacrifice to you. The calamities that befall upon this lady were to the extent that she received the title of Ummul Masa'ib, Mother of Calamities. Yes, when she was bowed to palace of Ibn Ziyad and Ibn Ziyad tried to affront her by saying, how did you find the way Allah treated your brother and your family? Lady Zainab answered, I saw nothing but beauty. They rushed towards the graves with honor. But know that Allah will judge between you and them, and He will call you to account. So be worried about the winner on that day. Either it will be you or them.
نحو أخت ستمضي قتيلة عمتي فاحضني طفلتيك
عمتي السلام عليك عمتي السلام عليك.
This is today's special on the demise anniversary of Lady Zainab, peace be upon her. Lady Zainab, an icon and a role model to women. Lady Zainab proved that the woman is not in the peripheries of history, but in the core of it. She humiliated and mortified in his place the enemy who had apparently gained victory on the battlefield. History will not forget the great bravery and leadership of Lady Zainab, alayha salam. She is an icon and a role model to the women as well as humankind. Lady Zainab, in particular, holds a special place in many of our hearts due to the hardships she faced during the tragic events of Karbala and while she was taken captive to Damascus. Some of us may feel we cannot live up to these ideals, that they are unattainable and beyond our reach. Having ideals or high moral standards to look up to give us helpful guidelines as we develop who we are and how to conduct ourselves. When we think about who we should look up to, Allah has provided us with role models such as Lady Zainab bint Ali, peace be upon both of them.
Truly, the most profound aspect of Lady Zainab was that she was able to see the beauty of Allah through suffering and pain. When Ibn Ziyad asked her in Kufa to add insult to her injury, to instigate her, to arouse her emotions, to hurt her, he said, "How did you find what Allah did to your brother Hussein? See, Allah killed your brother Hussein." He's saying that to Lady Zainab. "How do you find that?" What was her response? It's that historic, powerful response. "Ma ra'aytu illa jamila." I have seen nothing but beauty. How, Zainab? This is the greatest massacre. Your two sons were killed in Karbala. Your brothers were killed, other than Imam Hussein. And on top of all that, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Then you were taken as prisoners of war. Where is the beauty in that? Lady Zainab alayhi salam teaches us that when you see the system of Allah, when you see the purpose behind creation, and then you know how Allah will compensate you, that is beautiful. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, can we see Allah's rahmah through suffering, through pain? There's a lot of pain around us. I'm sure you know many people who are in pain. Just ask any doctor, any surgeon, he'll tell you how people are in pain every single day. Because of physical conditions, or sometimes it's family pain, sometimes it's psychological pain, sometimes it's financial trouble. We go through all these difficulties, but can we appreciate the system of Allah and why He has allowed us to experience pain? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to experience pain, number one, to know that we're not here to stay. Many of us honestly think we're here to stay. We forget the akhirah. Pain is a reminder, look, this is not your place. You have a much better place. Just make sure you're prepared for that place. Number two, pain allows you to cherish the blessings Allah has given you. We have health, we don't appreciate it. When we're in pain, we appreciate health. Sleep one night with pain, you'll understand what it means to be healthy. You won't take these blessings for granted. That's the second reason why we have pain. The third reason why we have pain is to discipline us. We human beings can become very arrogant. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discipline us? Through pain. To humble us, to pay off for our sins. It's discipline for us. So we find that it does serve a purpose. When you go through excessive training for a very important position, that's painful, right? It's a painful process. If you want to become someone who's very qualified, if you want to get a PhD, if you want to become a surgeon, it's painful. Just ask any surgeon how painful the process was to get there. But it's beautiful because it pays off. So can we really see the beauty of Allah and the system of Allah through suffering? Lady Zainab alayhi salam teaches us that we can.
Dear brothers, dear sisters, that was all. Our time is over now. We leave you in Allah's protection. And again, please accept our condolences on this sad occasion. Today is the demise anniversary of Lady Zainab. Peace be upon her.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي